Josh, we didn't mean to wake you up.
No, I wasn't asleep. I just got out of the facility. So I'm good.
You were so excited and overjoyed last night. What are your thoughts today now that you've had a little time to reflect on finally beating Pittsburgh?
You know what? It feels like our record is not what it is. It feels as though we're having a winning season and everything is going our way. That's kind of what it feels like. It's like all is forgiven. And, just to finally beat a team that was like our Achilles heel, that was our thorn, it's a tremendous feeling. It's like, it's like Christmas today.
Hey, Josh, what is it like for you when, this whole city really, really loves you? I mean, you're right there with LeBron as far as the way fans feel about you. What was that like for you?
It's a great feeling. It gives me the confidence that I need to, it gives me that motivation to go out there each and every game and to keep doing what I'm doing, knowing that I'm doing something right, knowing that, it's a good feeling to know that you're on the right track. Your team loves you. Your fans love you. And it only inspires me. It only makes me want to keep making plays and want to keep doing better.
Hey, Josh, there's a lot of speculation about Coach Mangini's future. Do you want to see him come back?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of, coaches, they're sort of, just the fall guy for a team. It's like, what can you tell a team? What can you teach a team that'll make every guy, and it's like a race, the coaches have to say what they can say or teach what they can teach that'll bring 53 guys together to achieve one goal. And, the coach is a fall guy for that. And I really felt like we were on the right track to whereas, intellectually, physically, Mangini had, a lot of the answers for, our downfalls, whether it be in discipline, or whatever it may be, and a lot of people might say, he was too hard on us or whatever, but it wouldn't have been that way if we were winning games. If we were, on the way to the playoffs, it'd have been a different story. So I think it's hard. You can't judge a coach off of 1 year at all.
Eric, part of what Eric said today was that, he imagined that something would be done with your contract. He said, we imagine we'll get it done. Your reaction to that?
Well, I hope that something will get done. And, I continue to show what I'm capable of doing and speak about that. I try to speak on my contract by my play on the field. I try to let that talk for me so I can have something to back it up. In my position, leverage is everything, and the only leverage I have is how well I can play and how well I've been playing. So I have to keep playing good so I can have some type of argument when I do try to, get a bigger contract or, a different contract.
Hey, Josh, I know that, obviously everybody here knows how good you are, and I think people across the league do, but does it mean something more when you do it on NFL Network in front of the country and you're really the star of the game?
I think it does. It actually lets everyone see, what our own fans see on a weekly basis. A lot of our fans, say, yeah, Cribs, you good, and this and that. The coaches might say it, and our players might say it, but for everyone to see it, and see what the buzz is all about, that's tremendous, to be on that type of stage and to perform that way. I was really proud of myself and the way our football team played yesterday.
Josh, we just talked to Joe Thomas on the phone, too, and he said he thought if that you could be a running back in the NFL if you wanted. I mean, I'm just curious if that's kind of a high praise from a guy like Joe or, if you agree if that's what, if it ever wanted to be.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I think that being a jack of all trades, I feel like, that's That's one of my, you know, abilities. One of my, you know, my positions is running back. You know, I was a running back in the day, way back when. But, you know, just I think Wildcat is me at running back. You know, it's, you know, I'm getting direct snap, and I know I have the opportunity to throw the ball, but I feel like, you know, that's a running back position as well. You know, it's just a straight handoff. It's like, hey, we're not trying to fool you with the quarterback being in the mix. I'm just getting the ball and I'm running. You know, try to stop me. And, you know, a lot of the guys are, you know, giving me a lot of respect for that, you know, and I can only give them the same respect for blocking for me to help me succeed the way I've been doing.
What are you going to do with 5 straight days off?
Rest. It was a hard-fought battle yesterday, you know, and it was really cold out there. We had to battle the elements. You know, Coach talked me how it was, it was a hard game to try to overcome, and whoever was going to, the winner was the one who was going to, you know, deal with the elements the most, the best. And I felt we did, you know, tremendously well at dealing with the elements, how cold it was outside, and just battling through. I feel like the Browns really showed, you know, the country something. And, you know, we're just going to sit back and rest now and recoup and try to, you know, salvage the rest of our season and win these last games coming up.
Josh, 2 questions for you. The first one is, I think I saw you head into the x-ray room right after the game. Did you have x-rays, and if so, on what, and how did they come out?
Oh, yeah. Well, the kicker tackled me the second time. You know, he's a linebacker in college. I got to add that on there. scholarship linebacker at that, Baylor. You know, I had to look up his stats. But, yeah, he got me pretty good. Rolled up on my ankle a little bit. So I knew it wasn't nothing serious. But, you know, Browns is really hopping on being precautious and just, you know, taking, you know, all the strides to make sure I can be out there next Sunday. So they took some x-rays and everything came back negative and got some treatment this morning. And I'll be in practice on Wednesday.
The second question is, we still hear, you know, rumblings that, you know, that Eric works you guys too hard and that a lot of guys still don't really like him and that kind of stuff. What, you know, what's the reality of that situation?
Well, you know, a lot of guys are entitled to their opinions. And a lot of guys share that opinion, but as long as it doesn't affect our team and our goals, you're not going to agree with all the decision-making of your leaders, your team leaders. Coach Mangini is our leader of our team. You have captains in place. You're not going to always agree with leadership, but we're being led, and that's the most important thing. And as long as it doesn't create the next distraction that we lose sight of our goal, then we're okay. And I feel that we haven't lost sight of our goal. We're still out there working hard. Like I said, we don't all share the same opinion. A lot of people have their different opinions, and they're entitled to their different opinions. And that's what a team is all about. It's a collective mindset of so many different people, and you have people that clash and butt head, but as long as it doesn't get in the way of our play on the field, it's not a problem.
Do you think more people are coming around to that point of view now than at the beginning of the season concerning Eric?
As far as what?
Well, you know, I mean, did the people who didn't like his style, did that get in the way, do you think, early in the year when things weren't going very well at all?
I'm not sure. Like I said, you know, it wasn't something that guys were, you know, conspiring against him, and, you know, it was causing an uproar to where we weren't getting good practices in, we weren't, you know, hitting our assignments because all of us felt like we were being worked too hard. I felt like it was just something that we went into games and was like, hey, you know, we could use a day off or two, or, you know, practice a lighter to it. But, you know, it was suggestions, things that we think that could make us, you know, a little better or more, a little bit more well rested or something like that. But it didn't affect us to where it affected our play on the field.
Hey, Josh, since you feel like you guys, you know, are kind of on the upswing and you kind of feel like this really isn't what your record should be and all that kind of stuff. How much of a mistake do you think it would be if they blew the whole thing up after the season and you know, fired Eric and you guys had to start all over?
I would really disagree with that because it takes time to build. You know, if you look at Coach Cornell, he came in, we were 6-10 and 4-12, and then we went 10-6. And it's, you know, it takes time to build. And if you look at the year that year we went 10-6 and the year we went 4-12 last year, we won games in the same fashion that we lost games last year. By one touchdown, we won games just like that. It was, you know, it was anybody's ball game, and it just so happened that we lost a lot of those games last year at the last minute. So it's like, to give a coach 1 year to turn a football team drastically around is not possible. You know, you don't expect the coach to come in right now and win. So to get rid of Coach Mangini now wouldn't be, I don't think would be a good decision for our organization in far as a rebuilding, to start rebuilding all over again. You know, and this would be three different head coach regimes in the past 6 years or 5 years. And it's like, where does it, you know, well, who would want to come coach here with knowing that if they don't win right away, they're gone?
Just one quick kind of crazy thing. Consider what you said yesterday about what coach said at halftime. Was that the best shower of your football career?
Say that again.
Considering what you said Mangini said at halftime about, I'm not letting you in the locker room if you lose this game, was that the best shower you ever had?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, just knowing that guys were on the same page, that, hey, we all knew what was at stake. We all knew that, hey, we went in halftime, we was winning the game. There's no way in heck that we should come out of this game, come back into the locker room with not victorious. And guys stuck to that point that Coach Mangini, you know, he said he used some specific words like, hey, forget playing hard and playing tough and improvement. Come back in this locker room winners or don't come back in here at all. And guys took that to heart, and we came back victorious.